This is Local Matters Sports, and I'm your host, Sam Brooks. Alongside me today again is my guest host, Michael Bowen. Thanks for joining us again today, Michael.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
Today we've got a very special guest, actually my quarterback at Tennessee Tech, Mr. Burt Brown, Mr. Coach Burt Brown. Back at Tennessee Tech, he's now the wide receivers coach, so he finally got to coach in an athletic position, Michael. We're glad to have you, Burt. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here, man. I'm excited about it.
All right, Burt, so tell us a little bit about playing football, your background. Let's go back to middle school and then work our way up to now.
Well, you know, I grew up in Richmond, Kentucky. I was a big Eastern Kentucky University fan. Growing up, we had C's Dick as my dad was the head of Traffic Safety Institute there and had been a high school coach, went back and got his doctorate degree. And anyway, I was a guard in middle school, you know, that didn't get to play. And then I hit puberty and started growing and could throw it farther than everybody else. And got to high school, was a receiver. As a matter of fact, I was such a great athlete there, Sam. I was a receiver and a free safety. And that I thought I was going to probably play college ball at free safety, really. And then I was a backup quarterback because I just told them, hell, I wanted to play and quarterback. And I guess probably two or three games in. And I take it back, my high school coach, it's pretty funny how I was discovered as a quarterback. I could always throw, you know, because I was throwing rocks all my life, you know, at different things. And my high school football coach, we were playing Harrison County High School. I'll never forget it, in Cynthiana, Kentucky. And it was Harrison County's homecoming my freshman year. And, of course, we had 110 guys on the varsity, 10 through 12, and 75 freshmen on the freshman football team. And I just happened to – it was their homecoming, and we were killing. We had probably the best team in the state that year, top one or two teams in the state of Kentucky, and we were beating them to death. And so it was a warm night, and I'll never forget, me and some of my buddies got down on the sidelines, were throwing football, and the homecoming proceedings were going on. And my high school coach, they were standing outside the locker room because there was nothing to talk about. We were winning by 42 to nothing or something ridiculous, you know. And probably shouldn't have been playing that team. They shouldn't have played us. But he saw me throwing. Well, he sent a manager down there and told us to get our rear ends off the field because homecoming for them was going on. The next Monday, he came to me and said, hey, you need to move to quarterback because he watched me throw down there. And so I moved to quarterback, played one snap of quarterback as a freshman on the freshman team, and then started some as a sophomore on the varsity. So kind of, you know, that's how it went from there. And then, of course, you know, was successful as a high school quarterback. And
we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
So hold that thought. Today we're talking to Burt Brown, wide receiver coach at Tennessee Tech. So, Burt, back in middle school, can you give me one of your fondest memories about playing middle school football?
I absolutely hated middle school. I did. I did not like it. And I went to Clark Moore's Middle School, and I sat on the bench in football, sat on the bench in basketball, sat on the bench in baseball, played a little baseball, you know. Doesn't matter how big. I'll never forget this as long as I live. And as a high school coach, I've told kids over the years this. You know, because when you come in as a freshman and you get in the weight room or an eighth grader, you can't bench the bar hardly, you know. And kids feel bad about that. You know, they get in there and they've got a complex. And, you know, so I always told, when I bring in underclassmen, when I was a high school head coach, I would tell them this story. I would say, I'm 6'2", 230. You know, when I played my senior year at Tech, I was 6'2", 220, you know. But I said, when I was a little bit different, 6'2", 220, 230. Now my 6'2", 230 is a little different than my 220 used to look. But when I was in the seventh grade, I will never forget as long as I live, I just wanted to be 5 foot and over 100 pounds. In my seventh grade year, when they, heighted and weighed us for football, I was 4'11", 99 pounds. I will never forget that. And I was sick, you know, because I just wanted to be 5 foot tall and 100 pounds. I'll never forget it. And so I've told kids that story. I said, you know, just it doesn't matter what you are right now. It's what you're going to be. And don't get in the weight room, you know, when you know how it is in college. You get strong and you know, you develop in high school and you're going to, you know, what you're doing now, you're going to be leaps and bounds in a year. So, but I didn't have a lot of fond memories in middle school, to be honest with you.
So, Bert, you've talked about playing a lot of different positions. Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about the uniqueness of the quarterback position.
Well, one of the great things about playing quarterback is you get a lot of glory when things are going well. And the bad thing about that is you are the cause of the losses, and it's your fault. And whether that's right or wrong, you know, you can have a bad offensive line, and it's your fault. You know, they're going to put in the backup. And so, you know, playing quarterback, it does have its advantages. And, you know, for me, I've been doing interviews like this since I was 16 years old, you know. So it's nothing to me to sit down or have a TV camera in front of me and talk, because I've been doing it since, you know, I was a sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it's real cool when you're in the 10th or 11th grade or high school, and then you get in college, it's still pretty neat. But as you get to be a high school coach and a college coach, it's kind of old hat to you. It's not as exciting. And, you know, I know as a high school football coach, as a head coach, you have to go do these radio shows, and it's kind of bothersome for you, yeah. You know, because you – but, you know, you for me, playing quarterback, you know, it gives you a lot of confidence at a young age – if you're successful, you know, and I our team was successful, and I was successful, and so it gave me the confidence, you know, to just all kinds of confidence, you know, because you just have that type of confidence when you play. You better if you play quarterback, because, you know, I've said this many times to quarterbacks that I've coached is, you've got to be willing to stick that ball in somewhere where it might not get completed, but you got to believe you can do it. You know, it was kind of Brett Favre's thing. He yeah. thought he could throw that thing into any hole, you know. And so playing quarterback, I think the uniqueness of you got to be a leader. There's so much more than just throwing the football, and I think the NFL gets wrapped up in 6'4", 230 instead of a guy that, you know, that's the whole package. You know, you look at – I say this all the time. Joe Montana wouldn't get drafted today. He's 6'1", 190 pounds
yeah.
and didn't have a cannon, you know. I mean, he had a good enough arm, but people would look at him today and go, well, he's not 6'4", but he's one of the greatest of all time.
We're talking to Coach Bert Brown, Tennessee Tech football wide receiver coach.
So, Bert, you talked a little bit about middle school. Obviously, high school football is a special time in people's lives. You want to touch on that and what it meant to you?
Well, you know, I just remember that's, I think, when I knew I wanted to coach. You know, I really liked when we won, being in the locker room, seeing my high school coach happy and smiling. You know, I liked that. And high school football is a player. And you people out there are going to remember this guy's name, Craig Faulkner. He started 3 years at wide receiver at UT. And Craig's from Madison Central, where I went to high school. He was a freshman when I was a senior. He's my brother's. My little brother was a freshman with Craig. My brother was a quarterback. So Craig was his guy. And, I'll never forget asking Craig what it was like to run through the tee. You know, we played in front of some good crowds at Tech and on the road, you know, and against Division I teams. But I remember asking Craig one time, I said, what's it like running through that tee with 100,000 people? He goes, really, to be honest with you, it's no different than running out Madison Central. He goes, you just can't hear yourself. But he got used to it, you know. But he said, running out in high school, there's something about it because it's your hometown. People know you. And, you know, I remember him saying that, you know, he goes, I enjoyed running out on the field before the game at Madison Central just as much as UT because it was in your hometown, you know. So it high school football means a lot because there's a lot of pride there in high school, and the community takes pride in that high school and those things. And so for me, you know, I'm the only Division I quarterback in the history of my high school, which is crazy because that's ridiculous that that should be a school that big hasn't produced. You know, my nephew would be that had he not got hoop dreams, and you know, like most Kentucky kids, but he's a Division I basketball player prospect right now, and but he was much better than me and my brother put together, and but he wants to play, you know, basketball, which or baseball, which I don't have a problem with, but I just wish that he would play football because I think he's an FBS quarterback. But that being said, you know, I just it was just it's just that hometown feel that you have. You know, I'm sure that the people in this area that go to high school games, I wish that people would go to high more people go to high school games because that's the lifeblood of the schools. You know, the ticket sales, and you know, as a high school head coach, I've said that you know people ought to get out and support their local high schools.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matter Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks, again with Michael Bowen today. We're going to continue our conversation with Bert Brown.
So, Bert, last thing on high school. I know a lot of people have influence, you know, on you along the way. Is there, you know, a few people you want to call out?
Well, my high school football coach, Mike Elkin, had a lot of that. I went back and coached for him when I left Tech in 91 and 92. And, he was a great football coach. Matter of fact, Roy Kidd offered him the head football coach at EKU, offered him the offensive line job, I think, twice. He was a great offensive line coach. I mean, great football coach, knowledgeable about everything. And when I became the head football coach at Madison Central, my old high school, back 2010, I begged him to come back and help me. He was retired, and then my second year he did come back and help me. He was the defensive coordinator, and it was pretty awesome. I mean – but I really respected him and learned a lot of football from him. And, you know, of course, you got coaches. That's the thing. I mean, if you watch the Pro Football Hall of Fame thing, every one of those guys just about talks about their high school football coach. You know, they don't might not talk about their college football coach, but they're going to talk about their high school football coach. Most all of them do. And high school coaches have such a profound bearing on kids, I think, that you really don't understand maybe when you're younger as a coach as you do as you get older. You know, I mean, kids remember everything. Yeah. You know, I mean, they go, hey, coach, you remember when you – no, I don't remember. But they do because it's burned in their head, you know. Right. But Coach Elkin was a you know – a big one for me and Gary Ford was our defensive coordinator. He played linebacker at EKU and he was a young coach. He was probably in his mid 20s to late 20s when I was playing. And, you know, I remember one time we got beat and, we got beat on a Friday by a team that we shouldn't have. And come in on a Monday and we're playing a JV game and we had the old water, you know, the old PC, what do you call the pipes? The PVC pipes. And, you know, they had it hooked up to a thing. They had rigged it up and put holes in it, you know, to get water, like a watering trough. And I remember Coach Ford, we were getting beat in a JV game at halftime, and he destroyed that thing. I'll never get that long to live. It was in our locker room in the shower, and he just went in there, and it was no longer. You know, I mean, he just – but, you know, those – you just – there's so many great high school memories that you have, I think, as a football player, you know, and that you just – it's hard to get that after that, you know?
Yeah. So I got a good memory for you to talk about, Bert, and you probably knew this was going to come at some point. This was as a coach. Bert Brown is head coach at Coffee County Football at that time, and actually Michael Bowen, who actually is the all-time leading receiver at Cookeville High School, was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this was a big game for us, Bert, and we had to find some extra motivation.
Boy, if Coffee County's a big game for you, you are.
Coffee County was a big game.
At the time, now. I'm not talking about them now.
Because
I'm talking about
Bert Brown's there.
That's right.
Bert Brown's there. So we had to provide a little bit of extra motivation for our team, and you found out about that after the game. So tell a little bit about that.
Well, and let me clarify this right now. I'm not talking about Coffee County. I'm talking about at that time we weren't very good. So if that happened, you got to get motivated for us. But I'll never forget. I was 28, maybe we were 28, Sam, and I was a young 5A head coach. You know, I didn't know. You know, Coach Ragland had told me not to take the job. I talked to him about it, and I was offered the job. And I said, well, Coach, he goes, Bert, they've had 10 head coaches in 16 years. Don't take the job. And I was young and stupid and didn't understand what he was trying to tell me, you know. And I thought, you know, I was cocky enough to think I can win there. Nobody else has, but I will, you know. And in my second year, we did. We had probably the best year they've ever had. But so – my first year as the head coach there, we're playing Cookeville in Manchester. You know, so Sam Brooks and Bruce Lamb are two of my best friends in the world. You know, that Bruce was one of my guards and Sam was one of my receivers, you know. And so coaches, you know, they stand on the 50 and during warm-ups and talk and stuff. So I'm standing on the 50 thinking, you know, Bruce and Sam are going to come give me some love and say, hey, man, how's it going and everything. So they don't, you know, like, I'm standing there and they don't even look down there, you know, and I'm thinking, what are these guys doing, man? They're not even going to come down here, make me look bad, you know? And so you guys beat us. And after the game, you know, they were hugging me and everything. Well, I find out that they've gone down here to the newspaper and they got a fake article printed up. That me just dogging them, you know, saying Cookeville's terrible and this is going to be an easy game. And yeah, I played with those two guys, but they don't know much about football. they did that to me, man. I was like, are you kidding? But yeah.
We're talking to wide receiver coach at Tennessee Tech, Coach Bert Brown. Bert, to continue on to that story, we actually got our principal, Mr. Tom Parker, to call the entire team down. I think it was on a Wednesday.
Yep, it was Wednesday.
We got Mr. Parker to call the entire team down to the meeting hall. And when they walked in, Mr. Parker was red-faced. I mean, he was very serious. He was a big guy.
So he was a good actor.
6'7".
He was
a
good actor.
And we had went to the one of the local florists.
So he held his breath before he came in.
He did great. He could have done it even better. And we bought a wreath. A stand-up wreath, and it was black, and it said, rest in peace, Cookeville High School, and it had your name on it, Bert Brown. Michael, I'm going to let you jump in here.
No, that was true. I can remember we were in the Cookeville High School Commons area, and they called us all down, and there was this giant funeral arrangement from the florist from Coffee County for extra motivation.
So, I mean, I can see it as it's going on. I'm trying my best not to laugh, but these guys, they're getting upset. And Mr. Parker is doing such a good job, and I'm sitting here thinking, man, it's Wednesday. I don't know if we've not done this too early. It's not good. So we played it out, Bert.
A great practice.
We had a good practice. I tell you what, we let them go.
Yeah.
We let them go early because we got out there and they were going crazy.
Yeah.
And I thought, we're going to get somebody hurt. and we don't need to. So we let them go, come back to the Thursday practice.
Should have done it Friday before the game.
Exactly. So we go down there Friday, and we had a good game. Game plan was executed well, and we ended up luckily winning the game.
Yeah.
But what got me, they brought that wreath on the bus. They took it with them. It was in the field house all week. So Brian Chambers and Jeff Green went and got the wreath and took it to midfield and posted it at midfield at Coffee County. So, I mean, we had to explain that to Bert because he had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. Well,
friends like these, right?
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you, you asked about what it's like being a quarterback and all this. I'll just tell you this. A quarterback's a little smarter than that because my high school coach, they did that at a pep rally. We're playing our arch rival, and they had sent us black roses and rest in peace, same thing at the pep rally. And we sat down on the floor, and I was in high school, and my high school coach came out, and it's, you know, 2,000 students in our school, and he's got this, and I'll tell you what I think of that. And they threw it down, and everybody ran out there and ripped it up. And I remember going, there is no way that they sent that. And all my teammates are going, we're going to kill them. And I'm like, there's no way they sent that, man. I mean, that would be the stupidest thing ever. So when I was 16, I knew better than that. You know, that's the difference in a quarterback and everybody else, I guess.
All right, Coach Brown, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Local Matter Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks, with Michael Bowen. And our guest today is wide receiver coach Bert Brown from Tennessee Tech University. So, Bert, if I asked you and give you the ability to play any other position besides quarterback football, what would it be?
Man, I mean, playing quarterback was fun. I don't know that you can top it, but I don't know. I've always, you know, I used to tell Craig Faulkner, like I was talking about Craig, how fast he was. You know, he's a sub-4.440 guy. And so probably receiver, but I would want to be real fast because I always thought that was the greatest. Either, you know, my nephew was dunking in the ninth or eighth grade, and I would have loved to have been able to dunk. God gave me, didn't give me that ability to jump like him because I would have been hard to handle. You know, I would have been a rear end. Dunking on people.
Mm-hmm.
Like my nephew, I tell him all the time, just go up there and dunk the crap out of it, you know. But probably wide receiver with some speed so I could laugh at people when I ran by them. You know, I didn't have a lot of that. My brother got all my dad's speed and my nephew got all that. So probably that, but it's hard to beat the ball in your hand every play. Yeah. I really did enjoy that, and I enjoyed, you know, the end of the game where you know it was on the line. I that was something I always embraced, you know. So, but wide receiver.
So let's change gears and move into Tennessee Tech, and Bert Brown graduates high school and eventually makes his way to Tennessee Tech. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about graduating high school and then where you went from there.
Well, I thought I was going to go to Western Kentucky. They recruit me real heavy, and they recruiting one of my best friends. And so that's where I thought I was going. I mean, they were calling me every week. I was going down there visiting and all that, and I really liked the campus and the Bowling Green. And my buddy Jeff, who's one of my best friends, he was going to, you know, he was committed and going. And so we thought we were going to be roommates, and they came in and said they weren't going to sign a quarterback finally at the end, right at the end. We're not signing a quarterback. And so I was kind of left out there. And so my high school coach had played college football in Mississippi. And so I played a year of junior college football. And then Bob Harris, who was the offensive line coach at Western at the time I was coming out of high school, Bob, he wasn't the guy that recruited me, but he knew of me because he said that I was high on their board, and a bunch of them wanted to sign me, but the head coach didn't want to sign a quarterback, apparently. And so Bob came here from Western while I was in junior college, and he just happened to ask my coach, hey, what's Bert going to do? You know, and he goes, well, he'd like to get out of there if he could. And so that's how I ended up at Tech, from Bob Harris, you know. And so redshirted and, you know, had played a year of JUCO football. So I had my freshman year eligibility was up because I'd played a year of junior college football in Northeast Mississippi. And then I came here redshirted, and then as a sophomore started a couple games. And then from there, you know, went on and played quarterback here and had a, you know, I guess when we were seniors, we were the first team to be ranked in the 1AA polls in Tennessee Tech history, I think. And so, you know, that was a fun time.
Talking to wide receiver coach at Tennessee Tech, Coach Bert Brown, today in the studio.
I see you talked a little bit about, you know, why you chose Tech. You want to go through some of your fondest memories there?
Well, you know, yeah, Cookeville's such a great town, and you know, and it's just gotten better. But it's unbelievable how Cookeville's changed from the time that we played to now. And it's such a great, it's a great place to recruit kids to. It's a great town. You know, you can actually tell parents it's a safe place, you know, to come to school. And, you know, there's just all kinds of memories, great memories I have at Tech that, you know, it just, from the, you know, we went from being real bad to my senior year, pretty good. You know, we had a shot, you know, I remember we were in 90, we were ranked number 18th in the nation, and we're going in to play EKU, and they're number one. And we fumbled two kickoff returns that they turned into 10 points. We got beat by 9 points. So, you know, we got number one on the brink. You know, we could have gone up there and beat them. We turned the football over on those things, and that, you know, that kills you when you turn the ball over and they get points out of it. And we had a great offense. I mean, we did. We had a bunch of scrappy guys on our offense, and Carlos James was a tackle. John Jones, who's a big real estate guy now and a good friend of mine, that's a big, all my offensive line was good friends of mine still, is in Murfreesboro. And then Bruce, of course, Bruce Lamb, he's head coach at Livingston Academy. My center was Jerry Jarrett. He's a Cookeville guy. And then Spencer Hissom was the other guard. And then, you know, Mark Wattenberg was a tight end. Sam, you know, just so many, John Webb, just so many great memories from that time when you're so bad as a sophomore to, you know, you're ranked in the 1AA polls as a senior. And, you know, our offense was, we had the number one in offense in the league for most of the year, I think, you know, yardage wise, because we could run it and throw it. And it was, you know, just that right there, just taking a football program that was absolutely awful as a sophomore to being, having a lot of respect, you know, and taking a great Eastern Kentucky football team to the brink of beating them, you know.
You talk about that game at Eastern Burton. Some people out there probably don't know, you know, we played on the same team at Tennessee Tech. I was a receiver, and you were my quarterback. Mm-hmm. And we talk about all these great memories all the time. And for me, sometimes when I think back, I remember the things that I didn't do.
Yeah.
You know, the Eastern Kentucky game was both rewarding.
Yeah.
You know, I caught a touchdown from you that put us up there early.
Yeah. 116 Z post.
Yep. And we had rehearsed that all through the summer.
Yeah.
You know, I used to do a back throwing flip it, or a front flip when I scored a touchdown. So I got to live that out, Michael.
Yeah.
But you got to the end of the game, and Burt got pressure, and you came around the what would be your left side, and I adjusted my route, and I was in the end zone, and I planted and came back. He saw me, he threw it, and it's one of those situations, Mike, like it's slow motion. You know, I can see the threads on the ball just going round and round, and I go up high to get it, and I probably just took my eyes right off the ball, like Gerald Brown always told me not to do. It goes through my hands, and he just told you we got beat by 9 points, and that would have put us up by 4 at that time. And that's what I remember from that game. All the success we had and all of the things that we did in those years, you know, I remember the things that are bad. So what's one thing that stands out to you that if you could do over again, you would love to?
Chattanooga. I think I lost us the Chattanooga game, that second game of the year. I didn't play very well. You know, there was a time down there on the goal line, I'll never forget, that I probably should have run the ball in, but I was a passer. And I'm running, still trying to get flat and throw the ball. And I probably could have run it for a touchdown. And so the Chattanooga loss was disappointing for me. And, of course, the EKU loss was disappointing for me because I was going back home and every paper in the state had done an article on me. I was leading the conference in passing, and you go home and you get beat. And, you know, EKU student section's dog cussing me and, you know, saying, yeah, Eastern didn't want you, you know, and stuff like that. And you go up there and get beat. But, you know, but the camaraderie that we had, I thought, was just unbelievable, you know, and we just had a good – our offense, we just had a real good chemistry, I think. And, you know, and I think that's why we were good because, you know, we didn't have – you know, we weren't overly powerful up front and things like that. So, but there was a lot of great memories in there. So there's bad memories too. You know, anything you do, you're going to have bad memories. But, you know, just there's a couple games there I felt like I could have played better that we could have won.
We're talking to Burt Brown, wide receiver coach at Tennessee Tech University. And, Bert, we're going to move ahead a little because I want to make sure we get a chance to talk a little bit about this year because it's been a crazy year.
Yes, it has.
But one thing I don't want to overlook and want to give you the opportunity to talk about is Coach Ragland.
Yeah.
You know, Coach Rag holds a special place in my heart. I got to spend a lot of time with him that a lot of guys who left after they graduated didn't because
stayed
here.
Because you leave,
So tell me about your relationship with Coach Rag, special person.
Coach Ragland, I'll never forget one night. This is burned in my head. You know, we would do a Sunday thing, and we would come in and we would do some running and lifting on Sunday and watch the film and do a little, you know, we might go out and run plays or whatever. And I remember he came up to me, you know, Coach Rankin had to, hey, guys, let me tell you, you know, he goes, hey, Bert, hey, you broke two of my records yesterday. I'll never forget him saying that. And so, you know, he just, he was a character, you know, Coach Ragland was a character, and he was a great recruiter. I think he could talk to people, understood how to talk to kids, you know, and, just one of those guys that, you know, there's so many memories that you have about him, you know, pregame speeches, after the game, halftime. I'll never forget at halftime, it got heated in the first half, but maybe it was against Chattanooga. And he goes, hey, guys, he goes, no penalties. He goes, we don't need a 15-yard penalty. He goes, if you want to fight him after the game, I'll go over there and fight him with you. And, of course, we weren't going to do that. He wasn't going to do that, but, you know.
That's great.
So, Coach, moving forward to this year, first game set for February 21st. What can the fans look for in our football team this year?
Well, you know, this will be my first year, but it seems like I've been here 4 years because we haven't been able to do anything. And, you know, 14 COVID tests later for me, I'm over that. But I think, you know, we're going to be exciting. You know, we were extremely young last year. We're still young, you know, and through all of this craziness, you know, we've practiced a little bit here and there, and then we got to, you know, I guess the NCAA gave us a, you know, fall ball, like spring ball, since we didn't have a season. And you know, it was wild because you don't have everybody out there all at once. I don't think we ever had the whole team together because of, you know, the COVID protocols and you know, contact tracing, all that stuff, you know. And so, I hope that this vaccine comes out, and I hate a shot. I mean, I'd rather get punched in the face, but I'm over 14 COVID tests. I'm taking that shot. You know, my mom had to drag me into the health department to get my shots, but I'm signing up. But so hopefully, you know, I think, you know, we're going to be exciting. I know we got Bailey Fisher back, who's a great quarterback, and Demetrius Fleming's a receiver that was freshman of the year. Bailey was freshman of the year 2 years ago. Demetrius freshman of the year last year. You know, you had a young defense last year. Everybody's got a chance to get, you know, older and stronger and wiser. And so we're excited about it. You know, I know the kids are excited to be able to play, you know, and I think, you know, if this vaccine comes out, I believe that we can set some daggone attendance records because, I mean, we're going to be playing mostly on Sundays in the spring. Well, how many people, you know, nobody's going to Knoxville to watch a football game. So, you know, you might get a lot of people say, hey, let's go watch some spring football, some real football, not spring practice, but some real, you know, these are games.
Yep. Well, Coach, you're definitely doing a great job. Coach Dwayne Alexander, who we've had on the show a couple times, just doing a phenomenal job with the staff that he's put together. And we really look forward to coming over and watching the team this year. It's going to be really different. I'm kind of starting to look forward to it now that it is different. So going to be exciting to watch. And we want to thank you for coming on the show today. This is something I've been wanting to do for a while.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to have you here and wish you much luck. And we'll be following along closely. And you folks out there listening, be sure and get to the Tennessee Tech football games this year, starting February 21st this year. Thanks for joining the show today, Bert. And we'll see you later. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, man. Thank you.